KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8 o'clock, it's sunny and 52 degrees in Atlantic. We look for skies to be partly cloudy today with a high of 89. Winds out of the south at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, and the news is brought to you by Cass County Health System, Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic. Iowa has received a federal grant of nearly $18 million to address deaths from opioids and methamphetamine. The Opioid Initiative's director at the State Department, Kevin Gabbert, says opioid deaths are still a concern in Iowa.
We did see a decline in 2018. However, in 2019, those numbers have increased again. And for 2020, it looks like those numbers are going to past what we had in 2019.
The number of opioid deaths in Iowa increased from 137 in 2018 to 157 in 2019. Gabbert says they have a variety of ways to address the issue.
We're going to be adding a prevention staff person in every one of our 19 service areas across the state. And our service areas represent all 99 counties. We will continue to fund medication-assisted treatment services for individuals. In addition, we're going to be providing recovery support services, things like transportation, dental services, and housing.
Methamphetamines are what's known as psychostimulants, and Gabbert says they continue to remain a problem.
For the first time, psychostimulant-related deaths have passed opioid-related deaths. It's not by much, but nonetheless, it has passed it. And when we start to look at the number of individuals that have experienced an overdose death, and had both methamphetamines or a psychostimulant and opioids in their system, that number's quadrupled in the last decade.
Gabbert says the coronavirus pandemic has had some impact on the use of those drugs.
We don't know the full impact as of this time, but some of the things that we know that are issues in regards to COVID-19 are things like isolation. There can be many issues or many reasons for this. We've got individuals that are practicing social distancing.
And he says there is a key health link that they do know about between the use of these drugs and COVID-19.
COVID-19 can have a significant impact on an individual's normal ability to breathe. For those individuals that experience an opioid overdose, respiratory depression is the primary cause of death. So if you have an individual that has COVID-19 and uses opioids, there's the possibility that the two issues combine could cause an increased risk to experiencing a respiratory-related issue.
Gabbert says the two-year grant is from the Federal Department of Health and Human Services. Well, Brian Harris, president of the Atlantic Rotary Club, on Friday announced the annual Rotary auction, which was originally scheduled for November 21st, has been canceled for this year. According to Harris, the decision was made at the monthly club board of directors meeting amid continuing uncertainty surrounding COVID-19. Harris said, "We anticipate guidelines for gathering will change over the next several months, and the preparations and financial commitments for the auction take place many months prior to the event. Another consideration was the fact that so many area businesses and individuals who have given generous donations in the past have been financially impacted by COVID-19." And Harris said the club did not feel it was appropriate to ask those people for donations this year. He added that the health and well-being of our community is a priority for our club, and we do not want to take an unnecessary risk by holding the event, nor do we want to have to limit the audience, thus reducing the effectiveness of the event as a fundraiser and celebration of our community's giving spirit. Brian Harris closed with this in his statement. He said the Atlantic Rotary Club is grateful for the generosity of the members of the Atlantic and surrounding communities have shown us over the years through their time and donations to the Rotary Auction. For over 35 years, he said the Rotary Auction has been a signature event for our club, raising more than $1 million and that have been invested back into our local communities. Our hope, he says, is that in 2021, we will be able to resume this annual event and continue to use those proceeds to support community projects in the Rotary spirit of service. Adair and Guthrie County Emergency Management Coordinator Bob Kemp yesterday said all of Adair and Guthrie counties are under a burn ban that went into effect at noon yesterday. Previously, a burn ban was put into place for the city of Stewart. Also, bans were enacted for Cass, Audubon, and Pottawatomie counties. The Adair-Guthrie County ban means there should be no burning of yard waste, piled tree debris, grass, agricultural ground, and set-asides, or other items. Also, do not toss your cigarettes out the window of a moving vehicle. A study from the Iowa Pork Producers Association shows the hog industry contributes significantly to Iowa's economy, in addition to keeping many small towns alive. Association President Mike Poston of Walcott says they wanted to show policymakers how important pork production is to everyone's bottom line in the state.
This was an effort that IPPA did to try to actually put some real numbers to it, and when you do start to do that, you yeah, the pork industry in Iowa is a big economic driver, and it's certainly something for producers to be very proud of.
With more than 5,400 pig farms statewide, the study shows pork industry sector has generated nearly $41 billion in sales, with production accounting for 34% of the total, or almost $14 billion from pork operations.
Pork farmers are greatly contributing to these rural economies and helping smaller towns stay vibrant and helping people be able to find jobs and who want to live in small town Iowa. That's great that allows people to live that lifestyle that so many of us are, you know, in love with.
Austin says the study shows Iowa's pork industry has created over 147,000 jobs.
It's nice to kind of reflect on where our industry has gotten to and what it does as far as not only providing safe and affordable food for folks, but also providing a lot of jobs.
Boston said the analysis indicates a new pig barn sources about 35% of inputs locally, and that's because a new barn's construction requires purchases including steel, concrete, and equipment. There are almost 25 million hogs in Iowa, which accounts for about 32% of the entire U.S. hog inventory. Iowa pheasant hunters could see one of the best seasons in years when they take to the fields in October. DNR wildlife biologist Todd Bogenschutz says the roadside counts in August are very promising.
6 of the 9 survey regions are averaging over 20 birds, somewhere between 20 and almost 30 birds a route. And so we haven't had that many regions be over 20 since 07.
He says the weather is a big factor, of course.
Contributing a lot of that to a mild winter. So I think we had pretty good hen survival, you know, a little bit above normal. Then during the nesting season, around April and May, our rainfall was about an inch below normal. It was a cool spring, but didn't seem to impact our production that significantly. So, yeah, I think that's what's driving a lot of the increases.
Bogenschutz says the late harvest last year saw the pheasant season open with many acres of corn unharvested and plenty of places for the bird to hide. He says that situation should be reversed this year.
Looking like, Iowa's going to not have hardly any crops by pheasant opener. So couple that with, pretty good survey numbers, and it could be our best opener in years.
And hunters took some 300,000 birds 2 years ago before a drop-off last year. Bogenschutz expects the numbers to rebound back and possibly above 2 years ago.
I guess I'm fully expecting it to be over 300,000 and maybe we even get to 400,000 or higher. Really depends on hunter numbers. Harvest is driven a lot by how many hunters we put out there. So if our hunter numbers get up to 55,000 or, get up in 65,000, then I think 400,000 plus could be a definite possibility, which would be our best harvest in, 15 years or more.
Bogenschutz says license sales for other outdoor activities from turkey hunting to fishing have been up, and that could carry into the pheasant season. That will push the bird numbers up.
The average pheasant hunter last year hunted, so this is residents, non-residents combined, only hunted 6 days. And they shot 6 birds for the season, so about a bird per day is the average. I expect those numbers will improve. They might be a little more days, and harvest per hunter will probably be up too.
And by the way, the pheasant season opens October 31st and will run through January 10th. Leanna Richardson, age 88, of Orient, died Friday at her home. The news was brought to you by Cass County Health System, Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.